It's another edition of The Milton Maker. I'm Carla with you. And today's special guest is Milton's own Colin Potts. Thanks for joining us today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm thrilled to be here and have an opportunity to talk about watches.
Yeah, so you're all about watches. You have your own company now, your own brand that you've made, and you've been working with watches for years now. So talk to us a little bit about your brand.
So the brand's name is Jacob E10. It's based on my twin boys' names, Jacob and Ethan.
So cute.
The name sounds a little bit exotic. Part of the reason is when I first thought about putting a brand together, I didn't want to have a name that sounded too generic. All the great watch brands have names like Audemars Piguet or Vacheron Constantin. So I thought, well, why don't I just spice up their names a little bit and call it Jacob E10 instead of just plain Jacob Ethan.
So you changed your kids' names.
Yes. So later, of course, they're 7.5. So later, of course, Ethan came to me and said, "Dad, why did you change 2 letters in my name and only 1 letter in Jacob's name?" Oh. So I was in the doghouse, of course. But like many things, when you go on a journey to create, you come up with a basic idea. I worked many years with design, production. You know, these things don't take a short amount of time. So I never thought 100% whether it was going to come to fruition or not. So I never anticipated the actual problem of having the names not being the same in terms of like an equal distribution of change letters, for example.
Right.
You know? So anyway, a problem you don't foresee.
Well, it worked out, and you also repair them.
Yes.
So speak a little bit about kind of what you offer to clients.
Sure. So day-to-day, I have a watch repair business called Watch Off the Cuff. It's a little boutique repair business that people come by appointment, drop off watches, and have them repaired. It could be something as simple as a battery. It could be a cracked crystal, also known as the glass on the front of a watch, or it could be a full service on a historic piece that they've had in the family for years. So, of course, then the next part is I sell new watches and also vintage, so they can start from $150 and go up to $1,000, for example. And then I also sell new watches. So, of course, Jacob E10 is part of that group of watches. They sell for $450. And I have a number of other micro brands that I represent, partly because I want to support other makers. And it fits so closely with what I'm doing here already. And, of course, you know, having the internet, you know, you can shop the world. And there's another opportunity. People come to the site and see a particular set of watches inside of that quote-unquote micro brand range.
I love that you do that. So what got you into watches in the first place? Did you always know that you wanted to do something with watches? Or did it just, you know, come to you one day and you're like, let me just start this?
Well, I think the interesting thing about watches is their connection to people, places, and things. And this is usually how people get pulled into a watch or a design. Sometimes it's a movie, sometimes it's Formula One racing. For me, as a young kid, I had an uncle, my Uncle Lewis. He had a Seiko that had a moon phase complication on it, so it would keep track of the moon on top of the time. And I thought he was the coolest guy, and he lived on the West Coast and would come and visit us once in a while. And I just remembered that feeling. I just thought, man, if I could just encapsulate that feeling that I thought, oh, this cool uncle that lived from afar and had this cool watch. So when I got a little bit older, I'm a young sales guy, I want to wear a watch, right? So I went and got a Seiko because that resonated with me. So you can see already, you're like, oh, I've connected that with another person, for example. Mm-hmm. So quite often somebody will come into my shop and I'm repairing, say, a Tag Heuer watch. And they're maybe like my age, whatever, mid-40s. And I said, were you interested in Formula One racing in the 90s? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, because I can see the connection. A lot of people interested in Tag because they were a big sponsor in the 90s for Formula One. Again, we have this connection to racing and the watch. So because I'm a technical person, my background is on the electrical engineering side. As I began to get interested in watches, I got interested in the technical portion of watches. So I started to repair some on my own. And then over time, initially through Instagram, people would contact me and say, hey, I see you're local to Milton. Can you help me with this? What I didn't know about 5 or 6 years ago, when I started to get really serious, was that Tom Jolie, who was a local watchmaker here for 35 years on Main Street, had recently retired. So there was a bit of a gap at the time that I didn't know about in the area. So through the power of Facebook, I ended up reaching out to him, and he's become a friend and mentor
ever since.
So, and there's been many other watchmakers that have helped me through the journey. It's a very kind of open community, and in some respects, a dying art. So there's this real kind of sense of camaraderie, you know, through
it. It's great to have those local mentors, too.
Yeah, so. Not unlike even general entrepreneur groups. Like, entrepreneurs mm-hmm. that are starting businesses can really use the advice and experience from other entrepreneurs to make that process less painful, right?
Well, it's been great having you here in studio. I love your energy as well. And just let everybody know how they can find you, your website, if you have social media as well.
Yes, of course. So you can contact me through watchoffthecuff.com. You can always contact me directly by phone at 905-299-1510. And I'm on Instagram at Watch Off The Cuff as well. And there's a Facebook page. Also, go figure, Watch Off The Cuff.